Hello.
Good evening. My name is Joe Kong from National Opinion Service. Is this Amanda Rocha?
I'm sorry, she's unavailable.
Okay, ma'am, I'm not selling anything at all. I'm just conducting an opinion survey. Could you share your opinion with us about issues facing your community and the nation? It's a very brief survey. Could you share your opinion with us? I'll be as quick as possible, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. I do appreciate it. Now, first of all, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or a 50-50 chance?
Definitely.
Okay. What is your age? Because you do sound young. I got to make sure that someone 18 or over.
Yes, I'm over 18.
Okay. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated. You may choose any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, okay, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Would you like me to name a couple? Maybe you could choose two?
Sure.
Healthcare cost, improving K through 12 public school education, crime and violence, protecting our democracy and freedoms, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, inflation and the economy, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, climate change and environmental issues, immigration and border security, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, and gun regulation and reform.
Inflation.
And the economy, okay? And another one?
And healthcare costs.
Okay. Moving forward, I can get you back to today. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in a country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
Okay. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I would say worse.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Same.
The same, thank you. Moving forward. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you are in favor of them, 0 that you are unfavor of them, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you've never heard of the person or the organization, please say so. Kamala Harris.
20.
20? What about Joe Biden?
40.
40. What about Ron DeSantis?
40.
What about the NAACP?
50.
50. What about Taylor Swift?
20.
20. And the Democratic Party?
10.
10. And what about Donald Trump?
10.
And the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
Not heard of that.
Okay, moving forward, I want to get you back to your day. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
Not sure.
Okay. And how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Not so worried.
Okay. Now, we're at 60% finished. I'm going to start reading so I can get you back to your day. I'd like you to read some I'm going to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Sexism is a big problem in today's society.
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities.
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people.
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Immigrants contribute more to America than they take.
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
And we are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech.
Agree.
Thank you. Moving forward. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
Oppose.
Oppose. Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you. Now, Miss, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement B reads, some people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. And statement A reads, other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Which of those two statements do you agree with more? First one or second one?
B.
B. Okay, moving forward. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat. A 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not think it is being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Quality K through 12 education.
10.
Free and fair elections.
8.
8. Secure borders.
8.
Traditional value, family values.
10.
a fair and equitable court system.
8.
A strong military.
7.
Religious freedom.
10.
And affordable health care.
6.
6. Now, I'm at 90% finished of this now. And now I'm going to read you just two statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this, 5 you somewhat agree, and 0 you do not agree with this statement. You can use any number between 0 and 10. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained.
9.
And over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt reliefs, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful.
5.
Now, Ms., over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you again, rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections. With 0, you're not at all motivated. 10, you're extremely motivated. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
And the last question, just for statistical purposes. Miss, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Great. Are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Married. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Yes. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Twice a week.
And how would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
And this is the last question, ma'am. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Okay. Now, Miss, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
Thank
bye-bye. You've been a big...
You.
Your opinion does matter, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.